Love. I felt a flash of anticipation from Ebony, and then my phone buzzed. I glanced down at it to see a group chat was going off. I sighed, rubbing my face and standing from the couch. Another sweetheart? Jazz had to leave off at some point, right? She was our manager, and she went through Ebony to sort the sweetheart visits. I was pack lead, but in this, I gave in to my brother. Only, we were on the third this year. 1 week they'd stay with us, then we'd reject the contract, if they even made it that long, and Ebony would settle down for a little while. That was how it went every single time. I headed down to the office where we met them. It was always the same. They'd start off with stars in their eyes and simpering voices that scraped at my sanity. It would end with a swift exit cloaked in the NDA they signed before they even got here. He never went too far. Ebony knew how to toe the line, so he'd never have visiting sweetheart privileges revoked. But no sweetheart finished the week glad we were the pack they were assigned. Some were still willing to stay. Those irked me the most. The status that came with being our sweetheart was worth enough for them to tolerate Ebony. We only had to make it a few months more. Then we were off to Germany for the biggest movie deal of our career. The Dragon Hunters franchise was set to take our name global. But that wasn't why I gave a fuck about our acting career. It was about the stimuli of being on set. Ebony and Rook were the most balanced they'd ever be when we were working. I sighed. 2 months. That was all, and if tolerating another sweetheart week was the cost of keeping Ebony sane, I'd unhappily pay it. Around me, cream wallpaper lined broad hallways, and the heels of my Oxfords clipped marble, each sound a claw scraping in the back of my brain. Unwilling to linger on the age-old irritants of a life I'd never wanted, I'd return to lighter issues, like drugs and ruts and sweethearts. Drugs worked fine to keep our ruts manageable, and had for the last few years, but none of us were stable alphas. It came with the territory. It was a high bar, becoming as successful as our elite pack had in the last 4 years, and it wasn't an environment mellow alphas survived in. We were all high-strung in our own ways, vicious, territorial, obsessive. Eventually, we needed to look at other options. Even with more frequent acting schedules with less time off between, Ebony was cracking around the edges. He could always use another outlet, and until I had a better answer, marble floors and sweethearts would continue scraping away at my sanity. Because this life I'd built up around us was the best I could manage, and it still wasn't enough. He didn't want them here because of what they could offer, touch or sweetness or love. No. One thing I'd never been able to get on Ebony was a solid diagnosis. Instead, I was left covering for him at every misstep, with the words antisocial personality disorder or psychopath suspended between us. Undefined and uncharted. But I was his brother, and I knew more than anyone else on this planet that Ebony wasn't capable of love.